So, chapter 2. Therefore the sage goes about doing nothing, teaching, not talking. The 10,000 things rise and fall without cease, creating yet not possessing, working yet not taking credit. Work is done, then forgotten. Therefore, it lasts forever. We enter into a teaching that is very difficult for the average person to understand. This is something that goes beyond the confines of a person's general state of generosity. People in general are looking to improve themselves. They want what they want. They think, what will help me get a living, earn a living? They never see the bigger picture. Their noses are stuck in the finite. So they never really see what it is that they're doing. And they don't have the capacity for humility or true generosity. They only have the guilt and shame that lives within them that was given to them in so many ways to modify their behavior and their beliefs. So many things are misunderstood. The 10,000 things rise and fall without cease. Many, many things happen in a person's life. When we have retreats, we have a table in the back that is the creation table, the table that my students have participated in between retreats, where they create art, their art, their beautiful art. There isn't one thing on that table that isn't beautiful. Not one thing. Except one thing. My students, not all of them, but many of them, possess their creativity. They possess the idea that, look what I did, or I hope what I did will sell. Somebody will make an offering for it. And then I will be worthy. Then I will be a true artist. I had one student who I dearly loved who passed on, Gloria. And she would make all sorts of meticulously beautiful things that in her mind depict her creativity. Few of her things ever sold. They were pretty, but few of them ever sold. We were walking out of a retreat one day, and I looked at her and I said, well, did you sell anything? And she said, no, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to keep creating. It doesn't matter if they buy it or not. I'm going to keep creating. This attitude that she had was the attitude of a true artist, creating, not possessing, as Lao Tzu said. When I possess that which I like to believe I made, I lose the art. There is no gift in my art. Creating is an art. But I am but a channel. I'm a conduit. I am not the author of the creativity. I'm not author of the product. Never, ever possess. Possess nothing. If I possess, if you possess, we are no longer the master of our being. That which we create then possesses us. If you want to be the master of creativity, then you simply share. You give. You share what you have done that had nothing to do with you. Share it unconditionally. Because everything, and I mean everything, is subject to impermanence. And everything is taken away from us through death anyway. You think people will remember? Is the value of what you create only in the admiration that you get from other people? Or is there true love in your creativity? That's what Lhotse is saying. Creating, yet not possessing. When you create something and you look at it and you think, will they like it? You have lost the art. There is no more art in your giving. Then it is not something beautiful. It is something that is relegated to the demeanor of accelerating the ego into more and more mischief. What is the art of anything but to give it without possessing? One day the Mullah Nasruddin, he saw a crowd around the town well. One of the priests with a large turban on his head had fallen into the well by accident and was calling out for help. People were leaning over and saying, give me your hand, Reverend. Give me your hand. But the priest didn't pay much attention to their offer to rescue him. He kept wrestling with the water and shouting for help. Finally, the Mullah Nasruddin stepped forward. He said, let me handle this. He stretched his hand out towards the priest and shouted at him, take my hand. The priest immediately grabbed the mullah's hand and was hoisted out of the well. People were very surprised and asked the mullah, what was the secret of your strategy here? The mullah said, it is very simple. I know this miser would not give anything to anyone. So instead of saying, give me your hand, I said, take my hand. Sure enough, he took it. And this is the way we live our life. We take, we do not give. The true artist is a giver. The true creator is not possessing, as Lhotse said. It is this doing without doing. It is this lack of the persona of the person of whom the creativity did flow, the 10,000 things that rise and fall without cease. It is that which created whatever is the object. I of myself can do nothing. You see, the value of doing anything is to do it without words, to accomplish without action, This is understood by very few people in this world. Very, very few. If you can become an instrument of giving, you have entered into true and authentic generosity. I know many people who are very fine artists. They are skilled at what they do. Some even resent what they do and the skill they have because they're doing everything to advance their low self-esteem. And then comes the moment where they present whatever it is that they think they have created, and either one of two things happen. People love it and want it, which destroys their ability to be depressed about themselves. Or it comes into fruition that they see the way they have lived without the creativity being the main point of their life. And they miss the joy, the beauty of creating something that is beyond the capacity of their own skills. The true artist creates things, the 10,000 things, without the idea of how other people are going to receive it, or if it is good, good enough, as people will say. They don't know how to give. They possess everything they make, and hence cannot set it free. The key is, can I set it free? Can I give? It doesn't matter what it is that is your talent. Can I give without the hostility and the resentment of confining my art, my giving, to the idea of raising my low self-esteem? There is a simplicity in giving, just a simple way of injecting into anything you do, humility. If there is no humility in the product of which I do give, or I create in, or that I have created, then there will be issues. You can perfect any given thing in this world, and in that perfection, not have the spirit of creating, because you are possessing it. A person who possesses their art is no longer an artist. A person who possesses what they give is no longer a giver. And it is the giver that should be grateful. Why? Well, if it isn't obvious to you, then nothing I can say here in this discourse could ever help you. We miss because we refuse to give. We hoard things, hold on to things, objects, beliefs, ideals. We hoard this stuff. Hence, we are not true creators, because we have broken the conduit between ourselves and the infinite, the Tao. And the Tao is the source of 10,000 things, rising and falling without cease, as Lao Tzu says. But we miss. The value of doing anything, whether you and I are cleaning the house, or whether we are helping a friend, or whether or not we are doing our work. To accomplish without the need for some sort of acknowledgement, aggrandizement, in ourselves even, if not from other people, to do anything without adoration is understood by very few people in this world. Very, very few. So, in your creating, and everyone should have something they create, it is a meditation. The you is not there anymore. The object and the reason for the creativity is not there anymore. There is just the emptiness. And you find yourself moving into a oneness with something you cannot explain, losing the persona, the ego. Living not in the confines, but in the infinite, to be cleansed in the infinite. It is this kind of generosity that changes everything about a person's life, where they are no longer that person anymore. One of my beloved students said it so well. She was asked by her husband, "Why do you get up so early in the morning? Why do you go out into your studio and work all day? What is it that makes you do this, that drives you?" And she said so beautifully, "I can't wait to get out there into my studio and see what happens." Yes, beyond her, beyond her fingers, beyond anything, just to see what happens. This is so beautiful. She made room for it. She is realizing, I of myself can do nothing. Creating, yet not possessing. This is the art, the true art. Even if you sat there and made nothing with your hands, but could sit in the art of creating and not possessing, of being able to sustain the presence of creativity within you, and yet your hands did nothing, you would be an artist. It is the spirit that is so deeply important. One of my very favorite stories. It's so beautiful to me. Goes back to the simplicity. I hope this story helps you. In the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat at the table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. "How much is an ice cream sundae?" 50 cents, said the waitress. The little boy pulled out his hand and saw that he had a number of coins in it. "How much is a dish of plain ice cream?" he inquired. Well, people were waiting for their food to be delivered. And the waitress was a bit impatient, and she said, 35 cents. The little boy again counted the coins in his hand. I'll have the plain ice cream. Waitress brought the ice cream and put a bill on the table and walked away. The little boy relished his ice cream and paid the cashier and departed. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw on the table. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 2 nickels and 5 pennies. Her tip. The little boy was a creator. He did something very unique. He took less to give more. He took less to give more. This is the heart of the true, true artist. Let you and I meditate together to take less.